from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's me. Hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you, America. Great to have you with us today. Wow, what a, you know, this is, I've been waiting for this hour of the program all week, actually since last Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a lot of fun this hour of the program. If anything big breaking happens, we're going to break in and we'll tell you about it. But so far, everything is good across the fruited plain. We have instructed Avery not to let anyone into the building if they're from the health department, because for this hour of the show, we are violating social distancing orders as well as face mask orders. So the only other thing we could do to draw the ire of the health department is if we had a large turkey in the room. So, but we don't. We have some very special guests, though, including the morning show host here at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, Tim Van Horn.
Todd, thanks for having me on this afternoon. It's great to be
Well,
here.
we're gonna get your microphone working there. Try it again there, Tim.
It's great to be on this afternoon, Todd. Thanks for having me on. You would think I would know which button is the on button since I'm in here earlier in the day. Sorry about that, but it's great to be here. Lots to be thankful for.
And again, and this is our celebrity trivia panel for the show. We're going to be doing this just about every Friday leading up to Christmas. My Uncle Don from over in West Memphis, Arkansas. Uncle Don, good to have you with us.
Oh, Todd, I'm so glad to be here. And with Tim, two of my favorite people. Thank you.
Well, how's Aunt Sarah doing?
Aunt Sarah's doing wonderfully well, and she has sent both of you guys a jar of homemade pickles.
Ooh, yes.
Those pickles are delicious.
Love pickles.
Also very tasty. A couple of years ago, one of the book signings, they brought me, you remember this?
That yes.
The Barnes & Noble. And you brought a sweet potato pie.
That's right. And had I not gotten a notice about this just late last night, you would have had two more sweet potato pies.
Oh.
That's Sarah's favorite. Well, she loves to do that.
Well, there is a bridge across the river. So we can. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You say, what in the world is going on? What has Starnes done now? Well, we're having trivia. This is a chance for you to win some great prizes from the Todd Starnes Radio Show Prize Closet, and we're just going to have a good time. So here's how it's going to work. You've got to answer one trivia question, and then Tim Van Horn and Uncle Don are going to work together to try to win you that prize by answering a trivia question as well. So here is the first trivia question, and if you know the answer, give us a call. And by the way, once you call, hang tight, because we have a lot of trivia questions to get through today. And the first question is very simple. We want to know, who established the modern-day Thanksgiving? Who was it that came up with the modern-day Thanksgiving? Was it Ronald Reagan? Was it Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Or was it Al Gore? Okay, I don't think it was C, but you never know. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And we look forward to taking your calls as we play trivia. By the way, Grace Baker, shoot Avery an email and tell him to call up. I know he's not on the in the studio today, but tell Avery to call in, because we're going to get him to join our celebrity panel as well. I guess it is it's an all-star panel. I mean, we could have had one of the Kardashians, but I said, no, we got to have Uncle Don, and we got to have Tim Van Horn.
Do we get 50-50s? Can we phone a friend to help out to make sure that our callers get prizes today?
You are the friend.
Oh, heaven help them. Oh, Lord.
Now, the phones have just exploded, so we're going to be getting some contestants here momentarily. Tim Van Horn, I'm very excited because you are wearing one of my favorite T-shirts in the world of all time. The WKRP in Cincinnati T-shirt.
Well, I'm thrilled because I work at a station where we got to celebrate that this morning. We played the turkey drop clip with Les Nessman and Arthur Carlson today, and as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You know, it was, honestly, that was one of the best scenes I've ever seen on a comedy on TV. It was just unbelievable.
It was terrific. It was.
I remember back in the day, you know, that whole TV series, by the way, WKRP in Cincinnati, was actually based on a radio station in Atlanta, WQXI, which was one of the big, you know, back when AM radio was running and gunning. on the music side. So it's a terrific, terrific show.
Yeah, and you know they always ask, well, are you in Lonnie Anderson camp, or are you in the Jan Smithers? Are you Jennifer, or are you Bailey? And I just say, this is America. Why do you have to choose? Love them both.
God bless America. That's what I say. God bless America. I want to ask both of you, as we're getting the calls lined up here for trivia, you know, this Thanksgiving, guys, a lot of crackdowns on civil liberties. And Uncle Don, I'm wondering what it's like over in your state in Arkansas.
I think we have the same, can I say, nonsense going on in Arkansas as you do here in Tennessee.
Well, in Shelby County, we have a Ministry of Health here, which I know you're fully aware of, Todd. But the absurdity of it all is yesterday our Ministry of Health put out not one, not two, but three snitch lines where you can tell on your neighbor if they have more than 10 people or there are more than two households. We have three snitch lines if you have too many people overeating turkey, but just one line if you want to turn in a crime tip for a murder. What does that tell you about our Ministry of Health?
That's disgusting. Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. And you know, I guess it makes more sense, or it's a little easier to take when you put it in a cool graphic with nice fonts and everything. But a mandate is still a mandate, and it still stinks to high heaven to me.
All right, let's go to the phones here, guys. Our first victim of the day, contestant rather, Ronald from Arkansas. Hi, Ronald. How are you doing today?
Driving a tanker. I'm an over-road truck driver. I'm from Coldwater, Mississippi, but I drive all over delivering wood treatment.
Is that right? Well, Ronald, you know, we've got family down in Coldwater, Mississippi, Aunt Lynn and Uncle Jerry. And Uncle Jerry right now is hanging out with the Coldwater United Methodist Men's Group. They're smoking pork butts. It's their big fundraiser for missions.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So okay. If you ought to drop by and get yourself a pork butt. It's mighty tasty. So, all right, Ronald, this is not the food channel. We're talking trivia today, and we want to know the question, who established the modern-day Thanksgiving? Was it Reagan? Was it Al Gore? Was it FDR?
FDR.
Yes, sir, you are correct. FDR, absolutely correct. So you've got one down, Ronald, and now your fate is in the hands of Tim Van Horn and my Uncle Don from West Memphis.
Good luck. Good luck, brother.
I hope we can still be friends after this.
That was my line. Okay. All right, guys, here is the question. And so here's how it's going to work, Ronald. You have to either agree or disagree with Uncle Don or Tim Van Horn. So Tim and Uncle Don, we need to know what is a group of turkeys called? Is it a clutch, a rafter, a flock, or Democrats?
Ooh.
This is
a toughie, isn't it?
We're right out of the gate tough here, guys.
Wow, that is
these are real turkeys. Who act like turkeys.
No. Okay. No jive turkeys here. No, this is a clutch, a rafter, or a
trick
flock.
Question.
A clutch sounds like a group of snakes, which would also be Democrats, by the way. So I think maybe we X out Democrats and clutch, but that still gives us 50-50. Are you on the same page, Uncle Don?
I think I'm going where you're going, yeah.
What do you think?
I personally, let's see, it's a flock of geese.
Flock of seagulls.
Flock of seagulls. Good group.
Yeah.
Long gone. Good group, though.
We need an answer.
Okay. Shoot.
Let's go flock of turkeys.
Yep.
All right, now, Ronald, you can agree or disagree. Is it a clutch, a rafter, or a flock? You can
flock. I agree.
Yeah, no, fellas. I'm sorry. The correct answer is a rafter of turkeys. So, Ronald, thank you for playing, and we thank you for listening.
Brother.
And, Ronald, the lesson here is never listen to Uncle Don or Tim Van Horn. So, all right, thanks for playing, Ronald. All right, let's go to Benton, Arkansas. Vermont is on the line. How are you today?
I'm great, Eric.
I'm well. So you're on the air with Tim Van Horn and my Uncle Don from West Memphis. Here is the question for you. What movie had a Santa Claus that worked at Macy's? There was a movie where Santa Claus worked at Macy's. Was it Ernest Saves Christmas? Was it A Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh, repeat that one more time.
Sure. Please. All right. This Santa Claus worked at Macy's in what movie? Was it Ernest Saves Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, or Miracle on 34th Street?
I'm going to have to say Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, my goodness, Vermont. I am so sorry. That is incorrect. Thank you for playing, though. Wow, guys, we're not starting out on a good foot here.
I guess now would be an awful time to promote the morning show, huh?
Pretty much. I might want to save that there, Tim Van Horn. Let's go to Glenn in South Haven, Mississippi, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Glenn, here is the question for you. We need to know the movie where Santa Claus worked at Macy's. Was it Miracle on 34th Street or It's a Wonderful Life?
I think it was Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, it
was. Good for you.
All right, so Glenn, we're going to try this again. So here's how it works. Tim Van Horn, Uncle Don are going to have to come up with the answer here, and you can either agree or disagree with them. Fellas, okay. We need to know, what type of nut is used to make dynamite? Is it almonds, pine nuts, or peanuts?
I saw an episode of MacGyver once where he used pine cones into a fire to make a crackling sound. I would say pine. That just off the top of my head.
No, if you had not said a word, I was going to volunteer pine. I'm with the man 100%. It's pine nuts.
All right, Glenn, I'm going to just jump in here and suggest that you ignore them.
But we're really trying over here.
Come on, man.
They sounded so convincing, though.
Yes, it did. Glenn, you can go with them. It's almonds, pine nuts, or peanuts. What do you say?
I think I'm going to disagree with them.
Okay.
Yay for you.
What are you going to go with?
I think the almonds.
Oh, sweet Lord. Okay, it's going to be a long hour. I'm afraid that's incorrect, Glenn. Thank you for playing. The correct answer there, gentlemen, is peanuts. The peanut oil can actually create a bang if it's used to make a dynamite. It has a glycerol in it. So who knew?
I didn't.
We didn't. So, that's for sure.
Mr. Peanut. All right. 844-747-8868 if you'd like to try your hand at trivia. Let's go to Portland, Maine. Oh, good. And we've got Bob. Bob, hope you're doing good today.
I'm great, Todd, and I wish you and your staff a happy Thanksgiving, sir. Well,
Bob, you're very kind to say that. Here is the question, and since we're tight for time, we're going to let Uncle Don and Tim Van Horn help you out here. We need to know, how many turkeys do Americans prepare for Thanksgiving? Every year, turkeys for Thanksgiving, 150 million, 46 million, or 10 million? Guys, what do you think here?
46 million. I would go 46 million.
You'd go 46? Gee, I was thinking of the larger number, 100 right. plus million.
Okay, so we've got
We need one consensus.
One consensus. Okay. And well, you don't have to. You can say 150 if you'd like.
All right, I'll say that. Okay. I like that.
All right.
I like the way I said that.
Bob, is it 150 million, 46 million, or 10 million?
150 million, Todd.
I'd have gone with 46 million, Bob. I'm terribly sorry, but thanks for playing, Bob. All right.
Tim, look at it this way. We've got a perfect record so far.
This is true. This is a very good point. All right, here is the next question, folks. John Hughes, the comedy Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John Candy's traveling salesman. Oh, what a great actor. John Candy was a traveling salesman. He sold what item? Was it toothbrushes, shower curtain rings, or coat hangers? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We have Tim Van Horn, the morning show host at KWAM, my Uncle Don from West Memphis. We're having a great time playing trivia. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show and our Celebrity Trivia Hour. Having a little bit of fun for Thanksgiving. Where's Grace Baker at? Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. Grace Baker, are you doing okay?
I'm making it, Todd, making it.
A lot of phone calls.
Yeah, a lot of phone calls. A lot of folks
Ready to win today.
By the way, Avery Bryson, who handles our live show blog, said that he is standing a guard at the front door and sent a text message photograph. He has a lightsaber. So
I'm not surprised.
You know what, Tim Van Horn, and by the way, Uncle Don from West Memphis, Arkansas, our celebrity panelist. Guys, I think we are WKRP in Cincinnati.
I think so. Avery sent me a text and said, what is that breeze? And I said, it's Uncle Don and I whiffing on the questions.
Well, let's try it. Let's see if we can't do something about that. Let's go to Bill in Bartlett, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Bill. How are you today?
Doing great, sir. Doing great.
Well, good. We're gonna let you answer this question, and we're going to get some help here from Tim and from Uncle Don. Panelist, the John Hughes Thanksgiving comedy, Planes, Trains, Automobiles, terrific movie. John Candy, one of my favorites. He was a traveling salesman. What did he sell, guys? Was it toothbrushes, shower curtain rings, or coat hangers?
Bill, you can believe me on this. You can believe what I'm about to tell you, brother. It's B. He sold curtain rings. For showers.
Get the deposit slip and take Uncle Don to the bank.
Well, what do you think here, Bill from Bartlett? Is it toothbrushes, shower curtain rings, or coat hangers?
I agree.
Good man.
You know what, Bill?
Shower curtains.
Yeah, you know what, Bill? That is correct. Congratulations.
Right.
We have a winner.
At last.
Bill, thank you for calling in, and we're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your info. We're going to get you hooked up with a signed copy of one of my books, and thanks for listening to the program. All right, let's go to Shannon in Sherwood, Arkansas. Hi, Shannon. How are you today?
Hey, I'm terrifical. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Shannon, you sound like you're pretty chipper today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I woke up, so that's a good start.
That's a great start. All right, here's your question, and we're going to let the panelists help you out here. The Guinness World Record, guys, we're talking about world records. Guinness World Record for largest pumpkin pie ever was set by a 3,699-pound pie made in Ohio in 2010. How wide was the pie? Oh, this is like a math question. Was it 10 feet wide? Was it 34 feet wide or 20 feet wide?
Okay, so E equals MC square, Uncle Don.
Yeah, but I didn't hear how fast the bus was going. So.
And half the hypotenuse. Oh, what were the options again?
I would go 10 feet, 34 feet, or 20 feet.
I would say pies are nice and round. Let's go with a nice round number, Uncle Don. Let's go with 20.
Yeah.
All right, the panel says 20. What say you, Shannon?
Okay, I say that the panel is correct with a big question mark. Yes, 20.
Okay, so look, you know what? We're going to take it with a question mark or a period or an exclamation mark because it is correct.
Yes! 2 for 2. That's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Shannon, congratulations. Hang tight. We're going to get your info. We've got a couple of lines open here, folks, if you want to give trivia a hand. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have all of you listeners with us. I want to say a special hello to all of our new listeners in Baltimore, Maryland on WCBM. Great, great city there. In the Charm City, I believe, is what they call it.
Good crab cakes there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like one of the Food Network shows. One of the bakers is there. Duff. The Ace of Cakes guy.
Yeah.
Yes, from Baltimore, Maryland. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Great to have you folks with us, and we're playing trivia this hour. By the way, some breaking news here. This coming in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. A state court issued an injunction today, just a few moments ago, blocking any potential further certification of the election results. So the certification of the presidential election has stopped in Pennsylvania, as they work through these hearings. So we're going to keep you posted on that. That is a very interesting development, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But looks like a bit of good news for President Trump today from the Commonwealth guys.
Something even more to smile about at the Thanksgiving table tomorrow, for sure, Todd.
Yeah. Well, you've got that right. Also, speaking of something to smile about, our good friend Avery Bryson on the Newsmaker line, currently guarding the front door with his lightsaber. Avery, how are things at the front door?
You know, there's not a whole lot of people. I've gotten a couple of weird looks from some people, but, you know, I'm pretty sure they're just scared to come face me with my lightsaber that I've got in my hand. So I've got another one in my back pocket in case I need it.
You know, if you see somebody out there with binoculars and a brown shirt in a white unmarked car, just lock the deadbolt.
That's it. Just
yeah.
Don't take one for the team. I'm not sure the insurance policy can handle that. So. Avery, we're going to put you on hold. You're going to be our lifeline. So, Claire, Avery, we're going to make him a third part of our celebrity panel here as we play trivia. Let's go to William in Memphis, Tennessee. William, hope you're doing good today.
What's up, guys?
All right, William, you're going to be playing some trivia here with Tim Van Horn and my Uncle Don from West Memphis and Avery, the editor of our live show blog. So we're gonna be winning you a prize today. Here is your question.
Sounds like.
All right, William and guys, let's help William out here. All right.
All right.
We need to know, what are the names of this year's pardoned turkeys? President Trump just pardoned turkeys at the White House. And Tim Van Horn, I know that you know the answer to this question.
First guess is Stacey Abrams and Hunter Biden, but that's probably not right.
Gosh.
I'm going to go with...
Those turkeys would go to slaughter.
Just give him the prize. He doesn't have to answer the question.
Yay, good answer.
I would say, I remember this from the morning show, and corn and cob, and you can take that to the bank.
Uncle Don?
Uncle Don thinks corn and cob is good for you.
Avery Bryson?
Totally agreeing with both. They are they're correct. It is corn and cob.
William, what say you, sir?
Well, you know what? Why would I disagree with the three wise men? So let's do it.
Oh,
I agree completely.
Yes. Congratulations.
Double prize.
You are correct.
Right. Yes.
Woo. Guys, we're on a roll.
All right.
On a roll. Hey, William, you got big plans for Thanksgiving?
I can't tell now because I'm in Memphis. So I just found out about the three line emergency hotline numbers now.
Well, William,
so,
I'll tell you what.
I guess I can't tell anybody anything. Now I'm going to be by myself in a dark room eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So, you know, so don't spread the rumors. Don't come by my house because I'll be eating peanut butter and jelly by myself.
Thoughts and prayers, William. Thoughts and prayers. All right. William, hang tight. Hang tight. We're going to get your info. Wow. It's you know, I was listening to the interview you did earlier today, Tim Van Horn. We had the Butterball Hotline lady on the show this morning, and she said that a lot of people are going to be first-time Thanksgiving cooks.
And that's exciting. It's great to see people get back into the kitchen. You know what that means? That means they're probably having people gather around the table, whether it's in secret or whether it's open defiance. It's good that people are going to get together around the table, give thanks, have fellowship. And, you know, Marsha Blackburn, too, was cooking earlier this morning, too. So everybody's getting busy and ready to sit down at the table and hopefully in good groups giving thanks.
And Uncle Don.
I have a question, guys, that you might know. I've heard a rumor on the intranet that I always thought that little button in your turkey was popped up to tell you it was done. I've heard a rumor that that's actually a listening device to check and see how many folks are in the room. Is that any truth to that?
It was the first low-tech Amazon Alexa is what I heard, that it was a low-tech device, that it is indeed not a thermometer. In fact, Tara Rose from Butterball says you need to have your own thermometer. So I think that even further solidifies any kind of conspiracy that could be a little bit more than a temperature taker.
If your turkey is talking to you, that could be a big problem, guys. I'm just saying. All right, let's go back to the phones. Richard in Joplin, Missouri. Hi, Richard. How are you today?
I'm great.
All right, Richard, we're going to try to help you win a prize here with Avery and Tim and Uncle Don. The first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, it did not feature balloons. True or false? The first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Well, guys, it's not that they didn't have balloons back then, but
But did they have big balloons back then?
Great big balloons. That's a whole other subject. I want to say no. No good reason, I want to say no.
The only reason that I would say no is because they were using hydrogen in blimps, so I don't know if they were using helium back then to do those. I would have to agree with Uncle Don, but I'm not 100% certain.
So this is a 50-50. You got a 50-50 shot here. Avery, what say you? True or false?
I'm probably going to say false just because of that scientific explanation Tim just gave. So I'm going to have to go with that.
All right. So our resident nerd in residence says false. Richard, what say you? True or false?
False.
Yeah, you know what? The nerd wins the day. That is
all right. Three in a row. That's terrific.
You know, it's interesting, guys. I covered the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade many years when I worked at Fox News Channel, and one of the most exciting things for the local residents is not the actual parade, but you actually can watch the balloons being inflated around a city block, and you can actually walk through, and they have the music and hot cocoa, and it's a big festive event up on the Upper West Side before the parade.
So it's like a cool tailgate party, but for a parade.
Mm-hmm. Nice. More or less, yeah. One year I got stuck in the parade. You know, they have the police gates, and I was out in the middle of the street doing a live shot, and all of a sudden I realized a giant SpongeBob, the balloon, was bearing down on me. And one of my colleagues snapped the picture, and it was quite the scene.
Did you wave and break into song once you moved 100 yards ahead?
Yeah, I mean, broke into a Broadway show tune. I love it. All right, folks, if you're just now joining us, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm not sure we should have been. This is actually Rush Limbaugh. we're doing trivia today. You know, we just needed to kick back and have a good time on the radio. And, you know, we're also asking people to call in and let us know what you're thankful for. There's been a lot of chaos in the country this year, no doubt about that. But I still think that we can find things to be thankful for. And give us a call, 844-747-8868. Richard, we're going to put you on hold and get your info. Let's go to Karen in Conway, Arkansas. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, you are on the air with Uncle Don and Tim and Avery, and we're going to try to win you a prize. So there was a sitcom. There was a beloved sitcom. It had an iconic scene where turkeys were dropped from a helicopter with disastrous results. We need to know the name of that show. Was it Frasier, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, or WKRP in Cincinnati?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Guess what, Karen? You're absolutely right. You didn't even need these guys.
Didn't need us at all, Karen. Congratulations.
Hey, Karen, what do you got planned for? What do you got planned for Turkey Day?
Having a great Thanksgiving dinner. Missing my family because they're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But my husband and I are going to enjoy dinner together.
That's wonderful. You know, Karen, where's Grace Baker at? Grace Baker, paging Grace.
I'm here.
Karen, Grace Baker is a newlywed. She just got married a couple of weeks ago, and this is the first Thanksgiving. Is that right, Grace?
This is correct. Married, yes.
All right. Married people here on the panel, do y'all have any advice for Grace first Thanksgiving?
I would say if the in-laws ask you how the food is, you always tell them it is fantastic. You always make peace at the holiday season.
That's right.
Luckily they do make pretty good food anyway. So,
Karen, any advice?
Just enjoy. be together and be thankful. So.
That's so great good advice. Attitude. That's a great attitude. Karen, we're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your information. Folks, we've got to take a break here. We have a couple of lines open if you'd like to play trivia, 844-747-8868. Or if you just want to call in and say, hey, Todd, I'm thankful about something. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Having a little bit of fun today as we wrap up the broadcast week a bit early. We're going to be sending the staff on their way this afternoon so they can enjoy Thanksgiving with their families. And we will be back here behind the broadcast microphone on Friday with all of the breaking news. As a matter of fact, I can tell you Liz Peek is already on the schedule for Friday's program. Here with us today on the phone, we have Avery Bryson, who handles our live show blog. We have Tim Van Horn, who is the morning show host at KWAM here in Memphis, and my Uncle Don from West Memphis, Arkansas. Folks, so we're playing a little trivia today and having a good time as well. I do want to share some information with you. One of our listeners in Moorhead City, North Carolina, Jake, sent us a note on the Facebook page, said, Todd, you're not going to believe what our governor did. Governor Cooper just announced that you have to wear a face mask inside a vehicle if someone from your immediate family is also in the vehicle. Ugh. So if you're on the bus, wherever you are, you've got to wear a face mask, and you also have to wear your face mask inside your home in North Carolina.
That totally makes sense. Totally makes sense.
It's insane, folks, just absolutely insane. So, again, elections have consequences, and guys, as we discovered here in the Mid-South, even folks around these parts in the southern states are dealing with these draconian, tyrannical regulations, Tim Van Horn.
And this is parts of the country where 4, 5, 6 years ago, we never would have imagined that this kind of tyranny would be going on. But to see it and experience it firsthand in your own backyard, it can throw you for a loop because you got to find a place and you've got to find friends and you got to find a voice where there's some sanity. And we take pride at KWAM in Memphis that we are that voice, that we stand with local businesses. We stand with good patriots that just simply want their freedom. We just want to live our lives. We don't tell us what to do. We won't tell you what to do, and especially inside our own four walls. I mean, come on.
It's madness. And let me tell you, as part of the public, I'm very grateful to KWAM to be able to still be able to speak up for we deplorables. Thank you.
Well, and that's what we're trying to do here with this radio show nationwide, folks, is that we want to be your voice. We want to be out there fighting for you and exposing these attacks on our civil liberties. And again, the breaking news from a little while ago in the last break, a Pennsylvania court has intervened and has stopped the certification of the vote in Pennsylvania, which is great news for the Trump administration. We're also waiting news from Georgia. Sidney Powell said last night she was expecting to file a fairly significant lawsuit today. That has not happened yet, but when that happens, we will let you know. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's say hello to Marianne in Sherwood, Arkansas. Hi, Marianne. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well, and you're on the phone with the guys here, Avery, Tim, and Uncle Don. And here is your question. So, guys, you're going to have to help Marianne out here because we got to end the day with a winner. All right?
No pressure, Uncle Don.
No pressure at all.
All right. Marianne, we were talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We need to know, when was the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Was it 1924, 1933, or 1940? Why do I hear silence?
Let's go in the middle and say 1933.
All right, let's hold on here. Guys, what do you say?
Ooh, I'm going to muddle things up because for me, anything in the 30s is going to be tough because of the Great Depression. So for me, it's tough for me to buy into that. I would think the roaring 20s, but I have about a 33% degree of certainty on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
I've got to go with my partner over here. I also think it was back in the 20s.
So, Marianne, so here we are at this moment in life, a crossroads. So, do we go with 1933 or do we go with 1924? Now, the guys say 1924, and they seem pretty set on that one.
I think I'll go along with them.
Avery, what do you say?
Two's better than one.
Avery,
yeah,
what?
I'm gonna have to go with 1923 because again, I'm gonna go with them. That makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of it was a very difficult time financially for a lot of people in major cities in the 30s. So I'm gonna have to go with the Roaring 20s.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the correct answer is 1924.
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
All right. There we go.
Congratulations, Marianne. You are a winner.
Thank you.
And you made the guys' day. They were feeling a little, they were losing their self-confidence after the first half hour of the show. But you.
I have something I'm thankful for, too.
Well, please tell us, what are you thankful for, Marianne?
I am thankful for my salvation through Christ.
Amen.
There you go, dear. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
What a wonderful way to wrap up the show today. Marianne, thank you. And thank you for listening to this radio program. You know, guys, when you look back on this great country and the reason we have this holiday, you think about George Washington and that beautiful Thanksgiving Proclamation from 1789 when, you know, he said this was a moment not for us to eat the turkey and the sweet potato pie and the cornbread dressing and the ambrosia and the green bean. I got to stop here. I'm going off on a tangent now. You know, it wasn't about the food and it wasn't about the football games, but it was about taking a moment to acknowledge the providence of God and those pilgrims who came here to escape religious tyranny so that they could worship God freely in America. And here we are in this great country.
I'm so grateful that we're here today where we are in this moment that we can look back with thanks to them, and hopefully we can carry the torch so that others may look forward to future Thanksgivings.
Well said. Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up. That music means we've got to scoot out of here and go check on the turkey. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for playing trivia. We're going to be back Friday. Want to thank Tim Van Horn, Avery Bryson, Uncle Don, Grace, and Claire, and JP, the whole team here at the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless America.